I'm so grateful for all of you that came out tonight. And I want you to know that I came to encourage you tonight. Some of you have been praying and praying and praying. And I want to come and talk to you tonight about persistent prayers. Because you know, sometimes you can get to the point where you can get worn out a little bit. Can I get anybody that's honest in the house? Yeah. We all get to that point where sometimes we just get worn out. And so somehow we need to be encouraged. And there need to be somebody that come along and encourage us and say, you know, you can do it. Just like when you were in school, you had a coach that would help you to clear that hurdle every time. You know, I was doing field and track and all kinds of stuff when I was in school. And that coach would be standing there and he would tell me how I could get through over that bar, you know. And then he would raise the bar. And then he'd say, yeah, come on, Henny, you can do this. You can do this. And then I run again. I jump. I do the fox, whatever that thing is, you know, that you fly over backwards. And yes, I did it. And then he says, okay, you did it. Now we're going to raise the bar again. Life is like that. Sometimes we just need to know that God is right there watching over you, watching over me. He never leaves you, never forsakes you. He's there watching over you all the time. And He's here tonight. How many of you have already felt His presence in the house? He's here tonight. And He wants to encourage you and He wants to tell you He can answer all your prayers. He can do it tonight. Amen? Praise the Lord. So you're ready to pray?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm going to jump right in the Word, if that's okay with you. All right. We have already many testimonies, by the way, of God's answered prayer. When people come and they put in their prayer requests, the pastors of the church, we pray over all those prayer requests. I don't know how many of you even know that, but hey, listen, every week we pray over all those prayer requests. We have a prayer chain in this house. They pray over all those prayer requests. So listen, when you put in that prayer request, I just want to put a plug in for that. Listen, there are many prayers going up for every one of those prayer requests. And we've seen so many testimonies already of answered prayer. Pastor Jim was saying the other day, Dr. Kobanik was saying he already had, 250 answered prayers just this year. From prayers that he's been praying and God answered, you know. So our God is faithful. How many of you know that? Hallelujah. When you pray, He's here. And for those of you that came out tonight, you didn't come for nothing. Praise God. Some of you didn't get your answer yet, but that's okay. I want you to look at the Word of God with me in John, the 14th chapter. John, the 14th chapter, verse 13. Remember what the Word says. I'm just going to tell you what God says. It's not me. This is God that's speaking to you tonight. He's saying, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatever. Everybody say, whatever.
Whatever.
Do you have a whatever prayer tonight? I mean, everybody is included in that category, right? I don't care what your prayer request is tonight. This scripture says, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So, I think for many of us, the answer is persistence. The answer is that we do not give up. The answer is that we do not get weary and we want to say, well, you know, I've been praying so many times already, but it seems like nothing is happening. We need to keep praying. We need to keep on knocking. We need to keep on seeking. We need to keep on trusting God because He is faithful and He can answer. Amen? I've seen it over and over in my life and I'm here as an encouragement to you tonight. You know, as a parent, one of the worst things you can go through as a parent is when your kid is sick. And my oldest son, Neil, He was a few months old when the doctors told us, "Very sorry, but your son is blind." That was like a blow to us. I mean, that was just such a hit between the eyes. For any parent to hear that kind of bad report just was devastating to us. But you know what? We love God. And we trusted God. And we went on our knees and we started praying. Now, I want you to pray. We didn't pray. I want you to know we didn't pray just for a day. We didn't pray just for a week. We didn't pray just for a month. We prayed for months. Trusting God. Standing in faith. Believing that our God is real. That He's alive. That He can make the difference. Today He's here. And He is just loving God. He can see. After about 4 months, they told us He can see. And God restored His sight. And that's just one answer to prayer. That's just one testimony. I can tell you how many. They've told us so many stories about Him. One of the things they told us, He's going to always have seizures. Another bad report that they gave us. We started praying. Me and my wife, we said, we're not going to believe this report. We're not going to even take any of that medication. Now, I'm not telling you to not take medication. Please listen to me very carefully when I say this to you. But God spoke to us at that stage very clearly. We heard from God. And we said, no, we're not going to take this report. We're going to trust the report of the Lord. And we started praying. We started praying. It's 18 years. He hasn't had a seizure. That's God. That's God. And I know when I say these things to you, and when I'm here to encourage you, we're not, you know, I'm not talking about theory. I'm talking about what is real that we've experienced in our own lives. And many of you here tonight, I mean, the Bible says there's a cloud of witnesses of what our God has already done for all of us. Amen? So keep on praying, trusting in the Lord. You know, there are many examples in Scripture of how we have to just be persistent and keep on praying. Do you know even Jesus prayed for the same thing more than once? Matthew 26, verse 44. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. I mean, he was praying, and he was sweating, and he was really in agony, seeking the face of his Father. Can you picture him there in that garden? He's Jesus. He's the Son of God. But listen to what the Bible says. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. This is Jesus, remember? Jesus. He prayed the third time, saying the same thing. In other words, he went back and he prayed the same prayer even three times. And he's Jesus. And if he, the Son of God, can pray even three times about the same thing, how many more times can you and I pray and trust God and say, yes, I'm going to stand in faith and I'm going to believe my God? We can do that. Amen? We can do that. But the key is, are you confident in God? Are you confident that He's real, that He's alive? When you pray, you know that you don't pray to some dead God, some dead tree, like some people pray to some God that is just an object. No, our God is real. He is alive. He is here tonight. And He is here to listen to every one of your heart's cries. He wants to hear and answer your prayer. Amen? 1 John 5:14. This is the Word of God speaking to you. He says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Wow, isn't that great confidence that we can have? Do you have that confidence tonight? Amen. Whatever you ask, according to His will, He hears us. Now there is a condition there. I want you to see that. I should have highlighted there where it says, according to His will. In New Testament times, in those days when the king wanted to get something done in another country, he would take one of his bearers, one of his messengers, and he would send that messenger with his ring. He would take off his ring as a seal, and he would send him with that ring, and that seal would be the will of that king. And whatever that messenger tells them what the will of the king is, and he puts that seal on that message, they need to know this is the will of the king. And I tell you, they had better do it, especially in those days, because this is the will of the king. Now I tell you, that messenger also knew he couldn't do just whatever he wanted. He couldn't go there with the ring of the king and just tell him some baloney stuff, or tell him, you know, oh, I just want to get some stuff for myself here, you know, to get his personal gain out of, you know, now I'm wearing the king's ring and I can get whatever I want here. No, he couldn't do that. He knew if he would do that, he'd be dead. Hello? Hello? Are you with me? No, you know, nowadays we need to understand something about our Heavenly Father also. He loves us. He wants the best for us. Amen? But we also need to know that we need to pray according to His will. We need to know Him well enough to know what is His will. In other words, you and I need to know His word. Hello? This is His will. And if you don't know His will for your life, how He wants you to live, and you're going to ask whatever you want, you know? I mean, He's not going to listen to that, because that's not His will. Praise God. So we need to learn also to ask according to His will. Luke 18, verse 1. I want to close with this scripture about persistence. Jesus knew, you know, that some people would have a problem with keep on praying, you know, with persisting in their prayers. So He tells them this story in Luke 18, verse 1. He says, then He spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. In this kind of economy, it's easy to lose heart. Whoa, it's quiet in here. Can I get an amen in the house? It's easy to say, you know, I'm worn out. Pastor, I've already, if you can see my bank balance, it's like sub-zero. I mean, there's nothing. Some of you have lost homes, lost jobs. But let me tell you, does that change anything about our God? Doesn't. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And let me tell you, whatever the devil has stolen from you, he's going to have to give back manifold according to the Word of God. If you persist, if you seek God, if you trust God, my Bible says He's going to have to give it back to you. Amen? And so I'm here to encourage you. And this story is specifically there that we always need to know, that we have to not lose heart and we always need to pray. And he basically tells the story of the lady, how she went to this unrighteous judge, this old widow. I picture this old scrawny little young, this lady that is the widow. And she was having problems with somebody that was just coming against her and dealing unrighteously with her. And so she went to this judge over and over and over again. Now, the Bible says this was an unrighteous judge. He didn't care about doing right and wrong. He didn't love God. He didn't care about, you know, loving or being a blessing in any way. I mean, he maybe just cared about his title. All he cared about his position. He didn't care about really helping anybody in life. Maybe he was just in that position for his own gain. I don't care. Whatever it is. The Bible says he was an unrighteous judge. But this lady kept coming back to him over and over, persisting. And finally, this guy was worn out. He said, you know, this lady is going to wear me out. I'm just going to give to her what she wants so that she doesn't wear me down with her words. Hello? You know, and then the Bible says to us, how much more would God, who is a righteous God, who is a loving God, who is a caring God, who cares about you, who knows every circumstance that you and I find ourselves in, how much more would he want to give to you, be a blessing to you? I love it the way the New Century Version says it in verse 7. God will always give what is right to his people who cry to him night and day, and he will not be slow to answer them. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He will not be slow. Tonight's your night. Tonight's your night. God is in the house. He wants to answer and hear your prayers. I have to just say this one more thing. In James, the Bible says, the tongue is like a rudder on a ship. You know, when you find yourself in a storm on the ocean, the rudder of the ship is the most important part on that ship during that time. Many of you find yourselves in the midst of a major storm in your life. I want to tell you, this rudder right here makes all the difference. Whether you're going to survive or whether you're going to be crash on those rocks. I'm telling you, tonight, you made the right decision. You came. You came to seek the Lord. You came to use that rudder, that tongue, to seek the Lord and to put your faith in Him. That's the right thing to do. Use that rudder wisely. Never start saying things that doesn't honor God. Never start saying, well, I quit. I've had enough. I don't think I can trust God anymore. Never let your tongue say any of that at any time. But always let it say the right thing. I believe. I know my God shall supply all my needs. He is Jehovah Jireh. I know He can make the difference for my life. Amen? That's the kind of language that needs to come out of your mouth. That's the kind of language that will steer you through the storm. And you will come out safely on the other side. Amen? Did you get something from God tonight? Praise the Lord.